The Warhawk Air Museum in Nampa has been recording the stories of Idaho veterans for more than a decade. It's part of the Library of Congress and its Veterans History Project. Each veteran tells their story on video as a way to preserve the history of their service in their own words. Now the museum has gone a step further with a new book that captures those stories in pictures and print. Bob Soba has been helping the museum record the stories of these veterans. He was instrumental in putting the 61 stories together for the new book. Soba told me the project began 16 years ago.
It was authorized by Congress in the year 2000, and the intent of the Veteran History Project is to record stories of veterans as so that they're recorded for history and prosperity or whatever you want to have it, so you hear it directly from them. And so they started that project, and the Warhawk Air Museum in Nampa started theirs about 12 years ago. We're one of the more active ones in the United States. We've, to date, have interviewed over 900 veterans and recorded their stories.
Now, can anybody do one of these, any veteran?
Any veteran, doesn't matter what you did, where you were at. We interview them all. Occasionally, we have done some civilians. A story right here in Boise that Morris and Dunson had people working on some air bases, and so they were captured and held in a prisoner of war camp, but they weren't veterans. At that time, I think later they gave them veteran status. But anyway, so if you have a civilian that has a particular interest, we do that, but mainly just veterans from all branches of the service.
There must be some stories that stand out. Are there some that you remember that stick in your mind?
There's a lot of them. I could go on for a long time, and I think the one I'll just pick here is a lot of people seen the movie Saving Private Ryan, with the basic of the story is that they got brothers got killed. And actually, in World War II, there was an incident with the Sullivan brothers that were five people in the Navy, and they thought it was neat. They all joined and all got on the same ship until that ship got sunk and they all were killed. Anyway, so I had an individual from Nampa I interviewed, and his family was into the Marines. His dad had been in the Marines. His brother got in the Marines and was killed in Okinawa during World War II. Between that and the Korean War, his had another brother in the Marines that was in training, and someone pulled a hand grenade pin and didn't throw it properly, and he picked it up to throw it away and was killed. And then this guy got in the Marines, and him and his another brother was in Korea. And his other brother was killed at the Battle of Incheon. And at that time, they come and took him out of combat. He spent the rest of the war being a chauffeur for generals and that type of thing. But, I mean, you see movies like Private Ryan. Here's an actual person here that family lost three people into the service. And they don't get much publicity. They didn't make a movie about that or anything. But still, here was an outstanding story that we recorded.
How important is it to save these stories for history?
Well, anyone that likes history needs to save the stories. And one of the things about the Veteran History Project, if someone's here at Boise State or someone making doing a report and wanted to find out about the Battle of the Bulge or whatever, you can do a lot of reading, a lot of research. That's all good, too. But then if you go to the Veterans History Project, you should be able to get a story of someone that was actually there and participated in it, and I think that adds a lot more to it. Plus, a lot of these stories, their families and don't know a lot about them until they get out. Now they'll be able to pass them down to children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren.
Bob Soba will talk about the book Voices from the Warhawk Air Museum at the Meridian Library Wednesday night at 6:30. Proceeds from the book go to support the Veterans History Project at the Warhawk.